everybody. This is Ron from the Creation Lightship, and we're here to have a wonderful evening of healing. This show tonight is going to be about extraterrestrial alien implants, about these parasite energies that come into us. So if you're brand new to the program, this is going to be very, very high-tech healing from the Lightship. These energies come into our body. They can give us all types of physical problems, fibromyalgia, chronic fatigue syndrome, and they're invisible energies that take on, as I see them, a physical form. So this is going to be quite interesting. The last show that we did this on, in as far as a lot of these, was on 11:30 of last year. The Lightship wants to do this again tonight, so if you're listening, stay tuned, and you're going to feel your body physically change as we release these from you. So, Sylvia, are you out there in cyberspace?
Yes, I'm here, and welcome, everyone. And like Ron said, it's going to be a very special night. Some healing that he has only done with the Lightship on the radio a couple of times, and it's been absolutely amazing. So it might be different than anything you've ever heard of before, but just sit back, relax. The light beings from the Creation Lightship will be doing all of the healing for you. There's nothing for you to do except just to be present and be with us for the experience. And if you'd like to communicate during the program, which we'd love for you to do, you can go on to the fast chat. If anybody's listening that's not familiar with that, it's a little link that you click right below the picture of the light being on the Creation Lightship page. And as you click on it, it'll bring up a window for you, and you can just type in your name if you wish, or whatever name you want to use. And then you just type in a brief message, and you can ask a question about anything that Ron's doing for clarification, or make a request, and we'll try to get to those throughout the hour. So I guess for right now, I will probably just talk for a couple minutes because since we start earlier than usual on Friday nights, we like to give everyone a chance to get here and get tuned in. So I guess, Ron, I'll turn it back over to you and see what you want to get into before we go into our main event for the evening.
Okay, so I'll just give a little announcement. Tomorrow we're having our special four-hour Ascension call. It starts at 1 o'clock PST. And if you wish to come on, just give me an email, and I can give you the phone number and the PIN number, and you can just send me a check. The cost is $60, 60. It's a four-hour Lightship healing session, and they do water charging for you. So we'll just get right on with this hour program tonight here. So what we're going to be releasing out of you is what we could call extraterrestrial parasites, alien implants, if you want to use that term too. So I'll just describe this briefly to you. And we're going to be energizing the light beam on your monitor screen. So if you'd like to pull her up, just get her in front of you right now. It's about an inch or so down on the scroll bar underneath the blinking flower there. And what we're going to do now is energize her, and I'll talk about what we're going to be doing for you. These energies are, like I said, extraterrestrial. Remember, we deal with a lot of mind energies from the ETs, and they do mind control on us. They also have brought down to our planet, in the physical form, almost any insect that bites, that maybe has poison or draws your blood, we'll say like a mosquito, snakes. These are actually extraterrestrial energies, the life forms that have been brought down here. The most devilish one, we'll say, if you want to use that term, are the octopus energies. And what happens is these energies, as we start to release them from you, these are all inside of your body. And you may not really understand that because some can be maybe 50 foot in length as far as some of the worms that we're going to be releasing out of you. And they wrap around your rib cage, wrap around your heart, your lungs, cause you to have physical conditions that cannot be really detected. Or you may just have a problem and you go, man, my breathing is really shallow today. What's happening? And they take away your energy. So a few of these here that I'll just mention right now will be the octopus energy, the squid energy, the scorpion energy. Then in our brain, we have like maggots, like little sizes of pieces of rice. They interfere with this also. And this may sound kind of sci-fi as I'm talking, but these are actual real energies that are with you. We'll release some snake energies, and we'll just start the process right now. And we'll start with the Black Widow energy. Now, the Black Widow energy, spider energy, is here, and people who do witchcraft, et cetera, tap upon this pool of energy in mass consciousness. It's there, brought to us by our wonderful Galactic Federation. And you could even use the Galactic Federation of Light. People like having the light after it now since I started knocking it a few years ago here. But basically, these energies are there, and it's a collective consciousness, and people can tap into these energy pools, energy clouds we'll call them, and then they can cause you physical harm. And also that insect is also here physically. So we're going to take these energies out of you. So just sit back and relax. And when I do this, I'm doing sessions in New York right now with people. But when I did this maybe a year ago or so, I had probably at least 50 people at one of my workshops, and we're doing this here. And it was quite something to watch them as they started to start to kind of gag as they came out of their mouths, the different energy. So if you feel compelled to maybe make some weird motions with your head, maybe they come out of your ears, out of your eyes, out of your mouth, that's okay. So here we go. We're going to start taking these energies out of you right now. And they're coming out. And you may feel your body energy change. So just sit back and relax here. Nothing for you to do. And when they come out of you, the light ship is going to take them. The light beam's on your monitor screen. And they know who you are, and they're going to be helping you with this process. So, again, these could be also underneath maybe the phrase of extraterrestrial implants, too. But these are more what I perceive as life forms that are living with you, taking away your own spirit energy and your body's life force energy. And in turn, what happens is with some of these particular beings, when they actually urinate in your body, which you may not understand, but when they do that, this urine can turn very hard and solid. And then you start getting problems inside of your body, and you start collecting things. And that could be why people have cysts. If anybody out there has problems with their legs, and their legs are pretty hard, maybe rigid, you know, the skin around your ankles possibly, or maybe you have swollen legs themselves, this is probably because of these energies actually urinating in you. And these are normally the energies from the extraterrestrial octopus energies and the squid energies. We also have one which is a little harder to catch, but this one here is actually the jellyfish. And they're really invisible, but we can still deal with these. So we're taking away the Black Widow. So if you are yawning, if you're feeling energies leave you, this is what's happening right now. So here we go. These are being taken away from you. Okay. So which one do you want to do next, Sylvia? Then we had a small list here.
Okay, well, before bringing up the next one, I just want to mention real quick, just answer a question on the fast chat. Because someone came on the fast chat and said it was a wonderful conference call today, and then another person came on and asked when was that. So I'll just say briefly that there's 3 conference calls every week with Ron on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. And they all start at 5:30 Pacific time, and they all last about 1 hour in length. And Monday and Friday are Lightship Healing conference calls. And Wednesday, in addition to the lightship healing, there's also the water activation. So those are conference calls that anyone can get onto. They're wonderful to do. They're very easy to get onto. Just communicate with Ron by phone or email and get set up. And they're just really, really wonderful. And it very much helps to have be on at least one of those a week because it keeps you progressing. So I just wanted to mention that and then say hello to anyone who's tuned in. So since the beginning of the hour and briefly let you know we're doing what we're doing tonight. Ron and the Lightship are doing an ET parasite removal, not for the faint of heart, but the information sometimes sounds pretty pretty out there and pretty amazing and pretty gross, kind of, to think about the these ET energetic parasites that get into our energy systems and affect us. But the wonderful thing is that the Lightship is helping us by removing those tonight. We've started with the Black Widow energy. And let's see, how about, you mentioned earlier, Ron, the ones that kind of lodge in the brain and look sort of like what we would think of as a maggot, or like kind of the size of a piece of rice or something like that. So how about we get into those next?
Sounds great. So here comes the small little maggots here, and they reside inside of your head. I've never seen them anywhere else in the body. So they're going to start to come out of you. If your scalp kind of itches, that's because they're leaving you. So some people like to shake their heads during this process. You might want to kind of pull your hair a little bit. That helps too. And you're going to feel that, wow, something's actually leaving me. And when I see these leave people, there's thousands of them. So here we go. They're being released now. And again, keep the light beam up on your screen if you wish. She'll help to release the energies from you, too. If you're asking where they're going to, they're being terminated instantly once they leave you. Because you're the host, and once they leave your body, once they get outside of your physical body, then the Lightship disintegrates them. And here we go. More is coming out. There's quite a few of you out there with these in there. If your head is itching, like I said, or feeling funny, it's because they're leaving you. What will happen is you're going to have a lot clearer thought after this process. Your body's going to feel just wonderful that it's finally got some work done to it here. Okay, here we go. Okay, another probably half a minute with these here. And the next we're going to do the snake energies. And they're a little different. We're almost done here. There we go. Okay. Now we're going to do the snake energies here. Now the snake energies actually wrap around your spine, your rib cage, different parts of your body, around your legs. And they can actually restrict your breathing, your heart, and your different body organs. So we're going to start taking snakes out of you. Like I said, they can be anywhere between 3 feet in length to probably about 50 feet. So they're very large. A lot of these bite when I take them out. So they're all being released now. Or the ones that we can get out of you anyway. So here we go. And you might want to get up and walk around even and just kind of stretch and twist, see how your body is responding here. I think most people start to feel a little less tense and just kind of notice how your breathing is right now. See if you have a deeper breath, be able to take in more air. Might feel a little more space inside of your body now. Okay. Okay, Sylvia, I'll just turn it back over to you here. I'll still do some clearings here if you want to talk a little bit, and we'll bring up the next one to take out.
Okay, well, we have one question, and we have several requests. Let's see, I'll just mention the requests I see so far, the mosquito, scorpion, and worms. And, yes, those are we're all going to get to those, to all of those. And the question which is, will we see all of them or will they just go?
Good question. You may not even see them. Remember, these are all invisible energies. It's possible that you might be able to intuit what I'm doing here, as they're leaving you and actually seeing them leave you. but most people don't have a clue. And this is why we have a lot of problems here with physical problems with our bodies, is because these things come into us. Remember, the dark side just strictly wants to take away your life force energy. And this is another way they can do that. And again, this is under the auspice, you know, of mind control. You know, they're here to control you, and we're getting these things out of you. Okay. This
and
is
another.
Pretty good. Go ahead, Sylvia.
Another question is, what about our pets?
Pets can have them too. Yes. Uh huh. So if you have a pet listening, I'm sure that they're being worked with also. Just request that right now. Hey, let's do the scorpion energies now.
Okay.
Here we go. Oh, boy, they kind of sting.
Yeah.
So here we go, taking these out. And again, these kind of work in your chest area where they reside. And they're coming out. You might feel them around your lungs again, maybe around your stomach and liver area. Taking more of them out of you here. And this will work whether you believe this or not. So remember, your mind is very limited. And so whether you believe it or not, it makes no difference on the healing aspect here. Okay. There we go. There are quite a few of these in people. Okay. And I think next we're going to do the octopus energy here. The octopus to me is the most dangerous probably of all of these here. So here we go. The tentacles have little suction cups on them. They stick to the inside of us. And here they're coming out.
Do you tend to see these, Ron, in any particular area of the body, or they go all over, or what do you think?
They kind of go all over, but mainly they're attached to your organs. Each one of those little suction cups will start taking life force out of your organs. So then they wrap themselves, like I said, around your rib cage. They weave themselves in and out and attach themselves to your spine and go around your shoulders and your arms. So they're coming out now.
And like you said earlier, in case anyone hadn't tuned in yet, it's really interesting about the way that they can kind of leave their own toxic residue in your body, and that can create, like you were talking about, hardening and maybe affect your mobility or your movement.
Yes, that is correct. Uh-huh. So they're coming out now. And we can have quite a few of these in us. This is, like I said again, it's probably a partial clearing, but you're going to feel a lot better after this here. And there's more coming out. And what happens is, I'll just talk about the snakes. So what they do is like have special passageways inside of you, little tunnels. And so as I pull them out of people, if I do private sessions, you know, I have to go into each tunnel and pull them out. And then they have, we'll just say a male and a female and their little children and eggs or whatever. And, you know, you want to clean those out too where they have their nests. But this here is just a basic clearing here. Still need a little more work with the octopus energy. These are the most sneakiest, we'll say, and the ones that probably cause the most harm to us here.
Well, we have a few questions if you want to answer some questions while you're finishing the octopus energy.
So I can do that, yes. Go ahead.
Okay, so we have a couple of comments, people feeling them leaving different areas of their body, like their lungs or head. That's wonderful. Yay. Glad that they're gone. one question is, does it seem like they go around in your intestines also?
Yes, they can. So what we have down here that we know about is parasites, but these are, you know, energetic ones. I would imagine that that life form also is what they take out of people and what you cleanse yourself for. But I don't really look at it that way. I just see these as energetic parasites that and things that are with us here, cohabiting with us and working with our energetic system here, living off of us as a host. So a little more of the octopus energy here. Okay, and next we're going to do another one, sea creature here, and this one here will be the jellyfish. And here we go. And again, these kind of cloak themselves, become invisible, so they're a little bit harder to spot in people. And again, you might feel a little different as these leave you here. Like I said, when we get done, you're going to feel like you have a lot more space inside of your body. I was doing a session with one lady in New York a while back, maybe 2 years ago, I guess, maybe longer. And for some reason, you know, when I was pulling these snakes out of her, she always wondered why she was so fat. She couldn't figure out why she's so fat. She didn't eat much, but she had a lot of bloatiness, you know, on her stomach. So I was pulling out these snakes, and she lost 2 inches on her waist. It was incredible. She was, man, my stomach went down. And she was pretty intuitive, and I was pulling the ones out of her head, and she could feel them. She was really freaked out because, you know, she's seeing these things and also watching them leave. And I was taking them, you know, out of her scalp, we'll say, and she could feel these things crawling around on the top of her head. And that session probably took me about 2.5 hours, and then she felt wonderful. So anyway, just some comments there on one of the people that I've worked with for this year. So now we're still getting out the jellyfish energy. And you may feel your body getting lighter. Go ahead, Sylvia.
We have a comment about people feeling that there may be like glue or stickiness that, you know, they're kind of trying to hold on and stick on while they're being pulled out.
Yes, that's what they do. Yes, they actually attach to you. And so like the suction cups on the octopus will actually try to hang on. I have to actually pull them off one tentacle at a time or one suction cup at a time. This is what I'm doing now. And the jellyfish energy is pretty similar. And so it's still coming out. This one will take another probably 2 minutes of time here. If you want to ask another question or read the fast chat, you can, Sylvia.
Regarding the jellyfish, do they tend to have a particular area that they like to hang out in or attach to?
Still, it would be your internal organs. What I'm seeing now is a lot of work being done on the backs of people. The energies can still move anywhere, but I'm mainly focusing on the backs of people right now. Maybe they go between your tissue layers of the skin. They go in the muscles. Remember, they can wrap themselves around your muscles, too, besides your bones, okay? So they go all inside of us, and this is kind of what they do and how they live inside of us and take away our life force energy. Like I said before, these should not even be here. The extraterrestrials brought them here. And I find it very interesting in my travels going out to different expos and stuff. You talk to people who maybe talk with the ETs, channel the ETs. Maybe they get a certain type of downloads, things to make and to sell to people from some type of ET race. But they never talk about these things. They don't know how much damage these races are actually doing to us. So that's the sad thing, is they're just being shown one thing, maybe some ET type of jewelry that's, when you buy it, you're connected now to the ET races that are using, I'll use the word using, the person to sell these items. and they don't know what they're doing to people, but they have a good, maybe a good appearance, you know, a good way of promoting what they're doing. But, you know, I'm very cautious of whatever, when people talk about ET technology, you know, what it really is. So this is why I tell everybody to go to your spirit and your heart center, ask. Well, but most people are pretty ignorant, and they don't know, don't understand, and think that just because the person's selling something, you know, that it's going to be great because it comes from some ET source out there. And it's, like I say, if a ship landed around me, I'd be going the opposite direction of it. So I'm not in favor of the extraterrestrial races, only because you don't know who and what they are. And if they were here to really help us, they'd be doing a lot more than just downloading a few people with some special information or something like that. They would actually come here and to help humanity in the situations that we have, especially right now with what's going on globally. So here we go. This is almost done. Okay. We had a request on the fast chat I saw for the mosquito energy. Remember these take your life force. They suck your blood. So it's another way that the dark side has brought a physical form down here, and they're also invisible also. So here we go. Here comes the mosquito energy is leaving. Also, mites are the same way in ticks, okay? Remember, this planet was not created to have this stuff on it. It was brought here by our wonderful Galactic Federation to cause us harm, take away our energy, and to produce mind control on us, to torture us. So these are leaving us now. And you might feel your skin getting lighter. Most people after these healings feel relieved. They don't know how to even explain it because they've never been in the state of feeling this relief in their body before. A lot of people have had aches and pains in their body for their whole life, and when these things leave, it's gone, and they go, well, I didn't know what wellness actually was. I've had this for my whole life. So here we go. More of these are leaving.
Well, we've got some wonderful comments on the fast chat. Let's see. One is someone came on to the program with a lot of pain, and it's lessening now. So that's wonderful. Question about someone's feeling one was like wrapped around the back of their spinal cord and was kind of, I guess, hurting back there. So I guess the question is, do they wrap around the spinal cord, and can we take them out of that area?
Yes, they go almost anywhere in us. Okay, this one's done here.
And we have a question, if there are any that are like earwigs or slugs that go in our heads other than those maggots.
What's that again, Sylvia?
The question is, are there earwigs or some sort of slug-like creatures in our heads, I guess, other than the maggots that you did already?
Yeah, I could say that could be possible, too. So we'll get some of these out of you here. This is like a sample clearing that we're doing here. It's not getting rid of all of them that you have inside of yourself. It's just, you know, kind of like the iceberg, just kind of going on the surface here, pulling out some of these out of you here. And like I said, I do special sessions for people who have these here.
So would you say some people, you know, may be more susceptible to these than others?
I would say no. Everybody has them.
Everybody has them. So it's a clearing that everybody needs, basically.
Yes, uh-huh. Doesn't matter if you're spiritual or not. Humanity has this in them. So here we go. We'll do some energies now of the tick energies, okay? Kind of like the mosquito here. So here we go. Take these away. Okay, Sylvia, what else should we do?
Well, that's great. We've got somebody having their kittens come in and taking turns to receive healings. That's great. Yeah, it is interesting how your pets will just come around during the program and want to be in that energy and get their own healing, so that's wonderful. How about answering a question? We have a question, which is, what can we do to prevent these nasty boogers from coming back?
Nothing. You know, you being in your body all the way may help, but, you know, I don't know if your spirit is capable of getting rid of all these things.
So just to get them out and then maybe a maintenance every now and then?
And yes, and don't go to people who, you know, promote extraterrestrial things because you get hooked up instantly. You know, don't ask to see a flying saucer up in the sky because just that intent can cord you to something that you know nothing about. And by all means, I would say do not go to any UFO conferences. The reason why I say this, I've been to a few myself, and I went to the one in Laughlin, Nevada, and I went to a meeting that was held after the lectures, and a lady was there doing some work with people who were abductees. And so I was in there listening and knowing much about what I'm talking about. The second night, people are coming and saying, you know, I got this cut on my body, like a precision, like razor cut, about a half an inch to an inch in length on my neck, you know, on my arms, and this is real common when you go to these because right away, you know, you're right there as the specimens for the ETs to come because you're going to an extraterrestrial UFO convention. And this is, you know, I probably saw 50 people had these on them, and they were all kind of freaking out because they just thought they'd come to see about UFOs and different things, and they were abducted. So just by going into that, maybe even going on to websites that promote this stuff, is to me very, very damaging. Remember, they can come and say how great they are and what they're doing, but if they're really that great, they would be working instantly to clean up the earth here and to take away what we're dealing with here, the negativity. And they just don't do that. So... I'm not real popular with a lot of the people who are promoting these things. Because to them, they just think that these beings are here to help us, to save the world, and they're going to be coming in the future, naturally. How soon, it's hard to say, but, you know, contact is around the corner, and we have to be prepared for that and have your open heart up, you know, to do this. And I don't see any credence in any of this here. If they're really here to help us, we would not have these energies inside of our bodies killing us.
Okay. So how about, let's see, we had a request for snakes. We did some of those already, but what about a particular kind, like a cobra energy, something like that?
We've already done that type of clearing.
Okay, how about worms then?
That one's done too. My ship
worms are done too?
Yeah, we did.
Okay.
We did. No, we didn't do worms, did we? No. Okay. Here we go. Here's worms. That's good.
Okay.
So these also burrow inside of you, like tunnels, energetic tunnels throughout your body, taking out worms. This is great. What's that Greek god that they used to pray to with all the worms on their on its head, the female goddess? Anyway, that's one of them that you might want to look at. Name isn't with me this exact second here. Medusa or something like that?
Yeah, Medusa.
Yeah. Kind of hard to get back into the physical world as I'm doing these clearings here.
But, yeah.
You know, why did she have that, you know? Here we go. interesting how our medical staff that you see, you know, and all the pharmacies and doctor offices have snakes coming up. They're interesting.
Oh, yeah, on the symbol.
Yeah.
There's a lot of symbology with snakes on in so many different areas of the world.
Okay, here we go.
And we have one comment on the fast chat that, you know, someone's feeling them as they leave their body and kind of have a, you know, sick or nauseous kind of feeling when they're on the way out. Is that kind of typical if they're coming out of the stomach area?
Yes, these are. Uh-huh. That's where they're coming, intestines and stomach. Like I said, you may want to actually maybe yawn a little bit. Maybe your mouth might open up automatically as they come out of you. Remember, your body knows what's happening. You may not know consciously, but it wants to get them out, so it'll find a way to release these from you. You might hiccup or something. That's very common, too. Okay, or burp. You might feel your body even heating up. These worms are right now a pretty, pretty dense energy that I'm releasing here.
So with the worms, is it also the case where they seems like they probably mate inside of you and expand that way?
Yes, all these do that, yes. Uh-huh. And so they bring in their whole, their family with you and create a family, and the family creates a family. Remember, all you are is a host to these things.
Yeah.
So. Okay, releasing some more here. There we go. So what we're releasing will be gone from you. These will never return because they're actually terminated. But, you know, you may still have a lot more inside of you. Not to scare anybody, but this is what we have with us here. And, you know, you can get more of them with you, so.
So let's just, let me ask another question people might be wondering. So if someone's having a particular, you know, kind of symptom or issue, or there's maybe a part of their body that they continuously have trouble with, is this something they can contact you, and then you can kind of check and see if these are maybe the what needs to be removed for them to resolve that issue?
Yes, that is correct. Uh-huh. It may help it. You can see how you're feeling now about this clearing so far. Which one I need to release, you know, I couldn't tell you this exact moment. When I start working, I could probably tune in to see what ET life forms are with you to bring you more into wellness. But, you know, you could have to have more than one session to release these here. Go.
I believe we had a question earlier about the scorpions. Can't see it anymore on the fast chat, but I think it was something about how do they compare with the actual physical ones that we have running around on the planet that we can see.
Well, the dark side, the negative ETs, brought these things down here to live, and somehow the energetic life form of them is also here. So. It's just the way that what they did to us down here. As far as if the physical ones are resonating with the ones in our body, you know, I don't really go there. I just
but they look kind of the same?
Yes, uh-huh, they do. Okay, the worms are about done here. Another question that I'm kind of seeing here is viruses, bacteria. did they come from the ETs, I guess, or from these particular energetic ET, say, implants slash life forms? I would say probably so, yes. Uh-huh. The body was not created with these, so they had to come from someplace. So when they came to us, I don't know, but we have them with us. Remember, they live with you. They coexist in your energy field and inside of your body. And they can be very large, like some of the snakes could be 50 foot in length. And you go, gee, how can this be inside of me? And they can be 3 inches in diameter. They just happen to work energetically between the energetic bodies. They can go into your bones and everything else. So it's, you know, it's like a sci-fi movie. Okay, Sylvia, do we have any other ones that we would need to release now?
How about a centipede?
Okay, sure. Let's do that here.
Okay.
So this is basically what they don't want you to know.
Yeah.
We talked about at the New Life Expo in New York at the Manhattan at the New Yorker Hotel. That'll be coming up October 17th. 18th and 19th, and also have workshops at the ERE Center in Manhattan. So we'll be doing some of this work there also with people. And then I can also do private sessions too. So if you're on the East Coast, you may want to come to my lectures, my workshops. Each one is a little bit different. If you can come to all of them, you're going to have a lot more healing done. People say, well, Ron, you have these workshops. Which one should I come to? Are they going to be different or anything? I say, well, it depends on the group that I'm talking to, what they need to know, and even if I said the exact same thing on each one, you'd have additional healing. So, you know, it's you want to come to all of them if you possibly can, much like these radio programs. Each one has a little piece of the pie in there, and the more that the light beings work with you, the more work can be done for you. So here we go, taking some more of these out. Those feel pretty good right now. There's another energy that I'm seeing right now in people. There's a fruit like this. I guess it's a fruit. It's like a little ball with spikes on it. You may have seen that, or like a puffer fish kind of, you know. And we're taking these out of you right now, too. So they're coming out. So this may probably be a little more uncomfortable for some people as they're, these spikes are being attached inside of you. Boy, he's kind of a weird life form.
Yeah, is this something more like a thistle or a burr or things that, you know, get
kinda
stuck
like the size
in you?
Of a golf ball. Picture a golf ball with maybe 1,000 spikes on it or needles, okay?
Yeah.
It attaches to you. There are some type of weeds like that.
Yeah, that's what I was wondering if there's, you know, because there's different weeds, you know, like you walk along and suddenly you have all these prickers on you or something.
Yeah, this is kind of similar, yes, uh-huh. So this is coming out of you here. This looks like it's more related to maybe lungs and throat, esophagus area. Okay. I think we probably got rid of the ones that we need to tonight, unless one other one comes up on the fast chat, or you can think of something else, Sylvia.
Well, we had a question, I think it was from Kyle earlier, whether there were bats on this level.
I don't see bats coming into our bodies, so I don't believe that's a life form.
Okay.
And I don't see the fruit flies either.
That's good.
I would guess here. It feels pretty complete for what we could do tonight for everybody. So like I say, on all the different sample healings that we do, if you felt something, you feel better, then you need that type of healing. So this is kind of up to you. The light ship, all it can do is help you and show you what they can do for you. It's up to you to, you know, move your feet, basically, to have the healings done. And these are only samples, basically, and this is how the light ship works. So So we'll get into another, put a different hat on now. So what we're going to do now is get everybody's life force energy up, because you may feel a little tired now from this year. So what I'd like you to do now is to put your hands together, palms facing each other, maybe in front of your center, and move your hands apart, maybe a foot or so, and bring them back in slowly until you can feel that invisible ball tension between the palm of your hands. This is your chi energy, your prana energy, your life force energy. And just have your body do it for you. If you try to use your mental energies to figure it out, it may not even get a clue there. Remember, you're working with energy, not anything that deals with the mind. So kind of feel it with your body. And what I want everybody to do as we pull our hands, take our hands apart, we'll say an affirmation, which is, I now increase my life force energy. I'll just repeat that. I now increase my life force energy. So you pull your hands apart, you say it, maybe go back, if you like, at 1 foot, go to 2 feet, bring them in slowly, and you're going to find that all of a sudden the energy has expanded out. And then do it again, say it, and move your hands in again. So we'll do this together. We'll do it maybe 20 times to get everybody energized here with their spirit energy. So here we go. Do your sampling now. Move your hands apart and say, I now increase my life force energy. Move your hands in slowly until you feel that invisible ball between the palm of your hands. Say it again. Move your hands apart. I now increase my life force energy. And again, I now increase my life force energy. 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 And the last time, I now increase my life force energy. You should feel your body really charged up right now. Normally when healing takes place, your body will normally heat up, and you might feel tingles, or your body might be pulsating or buzzing as your spirit reenters your body and promotes healing inside of you. So I'll turn it back over to you, Sylvia.
Okay, wow. Yeah, it really is great how that makes a difference. And I was wondering about, this, because you're doing a healing where you're actually taking things out of the body, then isn't it a good idea for then the spirit to come in more fully to take up the void that was left behind?
Yes, this is why we just got through doing this exercise. Yes, so whenever you do a healing and you create a void, you definitely want to bring your spirit into that location or that area. Otherwise, it's wide open for entities. So you have to command your spirit back into your body. And this is what this exercise does, is to help you out with that. So back to you.
So if someone's just doing like a normal kind of entity clearing that their spirit is able to do, then that's something they should do right afterward to make sure their spirit energy is coming in?
Yes. That's definitely true, all the time, yeah.
always you want the spirit in.
Yep. Yeah. Astral plane or do any guided meditations where you go out of your body. You want to definitely stay home. And
so are these things coming to us from the astral plane?
It's possible. You know, I just see everything outside of our current reality here that's in the invisible as energies that we really should not even be able to connect with. You know, it's not, let's see, how do I say this here? Some people feel like they're not very spiritual because they don't see anything psychically or anything else. Well, your spirit does bring you some of that information, but maybe all of it. But basically, you don't want to, you know, go out and look around. This is why Jesus said the kingdom's inside of you, you know. Stay with yourself. Keep the energy in your body. Keep your spirit with you. And don't go out searching for something that's way outside of yourself that you know nothing about just because you're curious. You know, curiosity, you know, killed the cat, basically, you know. So you don't want to go out, even though you may not realize the harm that you're doing to your spirit and also your body just by doing some special something or other, some type of special healing or mantras or whatever. This is why I always say ask your spirit first. It might be a good thing to do, but in the time of the ascension process now, the last 2,000 years, and we're at the end of that cycle, the dark side is here with all these healers that has come forth, you know, in the last 20 years. Before then, you know, nobody even knew about basically, you know, spiritual information and whatever. You know, the Reiki energy came in probably first, I would think. That was kind of the first main thing of people understanding a little bit about healing was from Dr. Yasui's teachings, et cetera. So that was the main, probably the main jump start for everybody. Then everybody got on board after that, typically, and doing different things. And people pay other practitioners to be attuned for a particular modality. And where did that modality come from? Your spirit knows all modalities, but they're going outside of themselves. They get a degree on their wall, and they can be connecting people to the negative ETs very, very easily. Remember, watch the movie, 10,000 BC. If you want to see other things, watch the movie They Live. And there's another movie that I can't think of right off the top of my head here, but there's another one out there that also shows a lot of negative stuff happening. And what you see on the sci-fi movies, et cetera, is probably all going to be real. People are just tuning into that consciousness, and, you know, it's very sad. So don't open up energy vortexes because you're bringing in the dark side. And don't do any earth healings. The earth spirit is large, just as large as the earth planet here. It can handle itself. Doesn't need you to do a psychic attack on it with your mind energy, you know, which is taught so much now with most of practitioners, you know. Use your mind to control your reality, you know, to get, the way that you want to live, you know. Manipulate other people's energies. It's very, very bad. So stay with your own consciousness and just strictly go within to get your knowledge. Well, back to you, Sylvia. Looks like our show is kind of winding down here. If you'd like to write me a testimonial, just go to the bottom of the page here on the BBS site, and just I'd like to see what you experienced. I like to read these here. And if you would like to also give a donation, I would graciously accept a donation on any of the shows here. It helps keep my work going because you know, all the programs that I do does cost money. And so maybe free to you, but it's not free to me. And I'm hoping that people will open their hearts up enough to actually give donations for each radio program. So anyway, back to you, Sylvia.
Yes, and that's very easy to do if you're on PayPal. I think there's a PayPal link somewhere on the page. So, you know, if you can donate something, that would be wonderful. Because, you know, like Ron said, each time he comes on the radio, he's paying for that to bring these healings out. So it would be of great benefit to keep it going. Our time is actually up tonight, so I'll just say blessings to everyone. Hope to see a lot of you tomorrow on the wonderful monthly four-hour ascension preparation call and healing session on the Lightship. And then tomorrow night at 9 p.m. Pacific, Saturday night live on the Lightship. So blessings, everyone. Have a wonderful evening. Enjoy your cleaned-out body and this wonderful divine energy from the light being that's on the screen, and have a wonderful night.
I'll say blessings to all of you. And the other movie was The Mist. Thank you, Kyle. So see y'all later. Have a wonderful evening. Bye, everyone.